myself and a few best friends go and gather on a table, talk about different topics, and then leave, you know? And then we move on with our lives. Cut to the chase.
All right, guys. Always,
we have the second tallest man, Jake Brazinelli. Jake, how are you doing?
Tired, as always.
Yes. Chase, the most tired man I've ever met. Angered.
Whenever we're on the same podcast, it's always awkward. Yeah. I always answer tired.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then he's always like,
this is the most tired man I've ever met. How are you? Energetic today.
Yeah. Wide awake.
I'm doing fantastic. I'm ready for this podcast start. Let's go.
I'm ready.
I just snorted two lines and ate a beach ball.
And as always, rounding out the foursome.
I don't do drugs.
We have the Superman himself, Josh Seelman.
Yes,
Josh.
Me.
How's it going, dude?
Doing well.
So, if you're like, what is happening? Why is Nick wearing a shirt with his face on it? Why is there a wheel in the background?
They're not going to be like that because it's on Spotify.
It will also be on YouTube. If you're like, what's happening? We are closing out a 12-hour stream.
It has been a long day.
10 hours and 30 minutes deep-ish right now. We're holding on. Holding out for a hero.
We're holding the line.
Hold the line.
We're going to the moon.
Yeah, right now. This will probably go up in about a week on Spotify. If you're like, what? That's old news. Yeah, no, right now we're in the thick of Robin Hood madness.
That's going to be in the news for the next couple weeks
at least. Yeah. Yeah, so the way the show works is each one of us brings a topic to the table. We discuss it, and then, yeah. So, topic number one, coming by yours truly, Nick Evans. OnlyFans. So this is a topic I've been meaning to bring up for a minute.
Why?
Why is that, Nick? I think OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Would you guys judge me if I got it?
Yes. So what's the stigma? Should people do it? And like, would you care? Most importantly, if you I think the most like fun discussion to have about it is if your girlfriend went up to you and was like, "Hey, I want to do OnlyFans," or a hypothetical girlfriend for three of us. What's up, Josh?
It's your boy.
If
it's not going to be hypothetical if Josh makes any jokes about Abby getting OnlyFans.
Though. Yeah. would you be like cool with it?
No.
No?
Personally, no. If I'm in a serious, committed relationship, unless we are both doing very poorly financially and I felt like it was the only option, then I would be open to it. But just like, I don't think that would happen. So I'm going to say no.
I agree.
Really?
And if I'm in a relationship with that person.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
I can still do it, but they...
three words, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, just gentlemen. Well, Josh. Three words. Get that money. Okay, if I was in a relationship and I felt totally confident in that person,
that's stinky money.
Let me preface though, if I've started dating somebody and they're like, "Hey, I do OnlyFans," then I'm not going to be like, "Stop doing that." But if they came to me and they're like, "Hey, would you be comfortable with me starting to do this?" I would say no.
Yeah. I mean, because it's like it's their life.
I agree.
And also get that back.
Yeah, like, but you're also a part of it now.
Yeah, no, that's the thing because it's like. It's like, if I start dating a stripper, then I can't be like, "You shouldn't be a stripper anymore," because that makes me uncomfortable. Because I made that choice. I got into the relationship knowing that. Mm-hmm. But
the question is, would it be a deal breaker for you?
If somebody, not necessarily, if you're
dating and then she's like, "I do OnlyFans," would it be a deal breaker?
Depends what percent of OnlyFans she is.
She's
in the top 0.5, dude.
Honestly, kind of a flex.
No, like,
if you're dating Belle Delphine.
Yeah, dude,
she made, like, $2.3, like, billion this year. It's something insane.
She makes over, like, $700K just from OnlyFans a month. Like, she is absurd. Yeah. I love her stuff. I'm a big fan, no. All right. But, yeah. Sure.
I think we all know what Nick was doing on Christmas.
she came out with a video on Christmas, and she made with her boyfriend. She made an obscene amount of money from that. Like that's for me that's a step too far. That would be a deal breaker. I think OnlyFans is different. I think OnlyFans is different than porn. I don't know. That's just me.
I think, yeah, sure. I mean, I have friends that do OnlyFans.
Yeah, and I'm like, get that freaking bag, dude.
I have friends that do OnlyFans, and those same friends, it's really funny because they'll thirst trap their main story, and then the people that swipe up, she'll add them to a thirst trap story where she hypes up her OnlyFans. Exactly. It's really funny. And I'm like, honestly, great business model.
Yeah. Yeah. On the other end, not if, like, I were a girl, if someone's like, say this blew up, they're like, man, Nick Evans, he's got this personality, I want to see what this guy's just doing, whatever, OnlyFans. I would absolutely do that to get that
If it ever comes to that point, let me just say for the future, you won't have to pay.
Yeah.
You could just...
You could just be in a group chat with a bunch of guys on...
DM him on Instagram, he will respond to you.
Swipe right on Tinder.
Swipe right on Tinder.
Shoot your shot.
But no, it's... I firmly believe it is get your bag, and if I were to date somebody, I think if beforehand, it wouldn't be a deal breaker. It depends how much, like I said, if they're like, I do OnlyFans, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I would honestly ask, how much are you making? Because I feel like that's part
of it. That's rude.
That might be rude. I don't care.
No, you don't have to ask. If they're on OnlyFans, you just look it up.
That's true. You could just look it up.
They're literally putting it all out in the open.
But if you...
Actually, okay, here's the thing, though. If I'm dating somebody who does OnlyFans, and we're, like, talking, right? Like, say it's like, I'm away doing something, or she's away doing something.
Yeah.
And I get a picture that she's posted, or that she's planning to post.
Bro, I'd be pissed.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah. Or if you get a picture, and you're like, pog, and then like, a day later she posts it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah. No.
I don't want to be getting the same content.
That's like getting...
Premium subscription.
That's like getting story snapped, but like to the next level.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
No, that exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
It's... I don't know. I think that a relationship, it's all about trust and communication. And if they communicate well, hey, I do this because I'm making a bag. Like, I'm making some and it's not like, I'm making $20 a day. I'm like, okay, I'll pay you $20. But like, just don't do OnlyFans.
The whole thing is, $20 a day is a lot of money.
That is quite a bit of money.
That actually is not a short amount of money, you're right.
That's $7,000 a year to just like take pictures of yourself.
That's true. That's the thing though. Say you need literally one subscription at a $20 price. You need one jabroni out there to go and pay $20 to see
I'm not gonna lie. If it was one dude, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, that's true.
If she has one follower and he's paying $20 a month,
no,
I don't want to because that guy's gonna come kill me.
Yeah, you will be murdered.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's gonna rip off my face.
Does he know where you live?
But yeah, I don't know. I think if you went and communicated well,
I wonder how many death threats Belle Delphine's boyfriend gets.
Oh, so dude, many!
I bet he
so
gets
many. So many.
I don't think it's the same thing with the Nico Lol thing. Because when she was just known as the OK Boomer Girl, and her Twitter got blown up because a bunch of Twitch and Twitter simps thought she was hot, and then she mentioned she had a boyfriend, and she lost 60,000 followers in like 2 days, and her Twitch her Twitter got banned because so many people reported her.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
It was so funny.
Well, that's another thing. I follow somebody that like Twitch streams. She's a affiliate with Kind of Funny, so like I follow her. She's cool. She came out. She's like, hey guys, this is my boyfriend. Like posted a picture where like he streamed with her one night. Literally got tanked, and I just was like, that sucks. Like, especially being like, you are just eye candy. That's the reason I'm watching you more than because I think you're funny or stupid or goofy. Like, that's ridiculous.
Damn, Nick.
Yeah.
I thought people watched us, but we got Josh here.
Yeah.
Man.
Dalton, Josh,
bro, man. The moment Dalton gets a girlfriend,
Nevin's Island stock is going down.
We're going to lose the 10 viewers we have. Man, I'm going to stop watching.
It looks like Dogecoin out here. It's going to be rough.
But yeah, no, so I would do it, if there was a market for it, if I were to make money from it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think that
it's
I would,
money.
What?
Pretty much,
it's free
yeah.
money.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm not putting that shit on my resume.
But I would allow.
They find it.
And by the way, when I say allow,
the people I'm applying for would.
I mean, I think it would be okay if, what was it going? I would allow my girlfriend or if girlfriend to be like, yeah, if she was straight up and honest about it, then I think it would be a conversation, and then you move on and sort of let them.
No, it would definitely be a conversation.
The main thing I would be like,
conversation starter.
Don't let my parents know, and then just move on.
Your dad's a tier 3 sub. What you doing?
Oh my word.
Dude, can you imagine if you got a girlfriend and she was like, hey, I have an OnlyFans, and you were like, okay, cool, and then you go on and check, and you're like, well, I should probably check this out, and you go check it out, and your dad is subbed to her.
You'd be like,
do you know how uncomfortable that would be?
That would be, I couldn't.
Imagine if you and your dad had seen the same girl's tits.
Yeah, that would be.
Stop.
Oh.
That's why I would never date a porn star.
That, I have a question about that in 2 weeks.
I bet you do.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you do.
That's a Nick Evans topic. You know
I bet
what
you
I'm
think
saying?
About it a lot, Nick.
I think about what topics I'm bringing to the table a lot.
Damn,
I'm like, I have a list of like 30 right now.
So,
well, give me one of them.
has everyone said their piece?
Other than
mine's I would say
also relationship based.
Okay. Yeah, mine is also relationship based about how serious I feel the relationship is.
Mine's not like in a relationship.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about my topic.
Oh, your topic.
Yeah.
You can go first. You can go next then.
Wait, are we good though on the OnlyFans?
Yeah, I'm good talking about OnlyFans.
Yeah, I would post my feet on OnlyFans for a lot of money.
So would I.
Your feet.
No remorse.
I would put my feet on if somebody was like, if you put a picture of your feet every Sunday on OnlyFans and you'll make $10 extra a week, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
I would literally
do
that's
like,
free money.
Anybody
that's $700.
Anybody wants
nothing.
To look at these disgusting blood blisters, be my guest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alright, so,
Jake,
this is inspired by a story that I got this past weekend.
Jake,
but
what's your topic?
What is the stupidest pickup line or stupidest a guy trying to spit game or that you've said or that you've heard somebody said, your friend said, that worked?
That
so,
worked.
Yeah.
That
oh,
worked.
That changes
that
things.
Works. So, like, we can tell some stories that are not ones that have worked, but what
that
has
worked. Because it's funny to be like, oh, yeah, he walked up to her and was like, you have nice boobs, because people are awkward or whatever.
Cool
yeah.
tits.
Yo.
Nice guy.
Pog tits, girl. Anyway, so,
I'd like pog to champ your pog.
Dude. But to take it to the level of, damn, that really worked.
Yeah. I think that there when we were talking about this a couple nights ago, it was just I've never seen something ridiculous work other than just being like, hey, do you want to make out right now sort of deal? Like, do you want like just like go from
right now?
Just from
hey,
like
Josh,
chilling.
Do you want to make out
right now?
I'm not on stream. That's not TOS.
You can.
Oh, you can.
That's
as long as it's not below the belt, you're good to go.
And people can't pay you to do it.
Yeah. I actually think people can.
People can't pay you to do it.
They might have been on
that's porn.
I guarantee you people can't pay you to do it, or else...
Prostitution.
Two
prostitution,
lesbian streamers would be the top streamers on Twitch.
True.
Dude, it's that's a really good point.
Because...
If someone just like...
Don't worry, I would never...
$5 to just have them...
Keep the timer going
exactly.
About making out. Yeah.
An extra 10 seconds. Literally, they would make thousands.
Oh, okay. We got a donation, but we'll do that at the very end. Yeah, it's not hot peppers. We don't need to worry.
Good.
Is it a costume change?
Nope.
It's a belly shot.
Yes. It's Josh.
Dude, I went today, dude.
Dude, you kind of killed it. You made it easy on me, my friend.
It was. I almost threw up.
There was a lot of hair. You got a lot of hair.
I am well aware.
I don't need to hear this. Before
I am well aware. All right.
That is a line that I've said that has worked. That's but other than that, I've never seen somebody just like be like, "How you doing?" And then you're just sort of making out or something like that.
I one time saw a guy pick up a girl without saying a word to her. Like that, I know that's a Barney Stinson thing from an episode from How I Met Your Mother.
But he got laid off? Question mark. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He literally... So, first of all, my friend, decently attractive.
Yeah.
He walks up to this girl, and he just goes... He goes... He puts out his hands, and then he starts speaking sign language. And she just goes... She just goes... And he goes... And pulls out his phone.
Oh, my God.
She puts his number in his phone, and he's like... And then he goes... She goes... Okay. And he had a date at 7 that night. I'm like, what?
Damn. That dude's a hero.
This man.
Okay, I've got to say, I've got to ask.
A local legend.
How attractive is this dude and how attractive was the female? Because that is like Tinder-esque moment. No, but like, also like, having balls to go and do
I would
that.
Say I'd
like,
do it, but I'd be too scared in, to come across in a girl that actually knows sign
and
language.
He is like,
some sign language, dude.
She was in his league.
Okay.
And he is like... He looks like Luke.
Oh, Luke's a good-looking kid.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Right? That makes sense. And that means the girl's also a pretty attractive girl. But yeah, that's one, really impressive. But two, man oh man, does that take some guts to be like, that's what I'm going with tonight.
I never asked him, but I wish I knew how he handled the why I couldn't talk earlier.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? I thought you were deaf or mute or something. Oh,
not quite.
That was just a bet. You asked me out on a bet. I can't imagine that conversation.
Yeah, no. Or I would just go and be like,
I was speechless.
Chase Andrew, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the episode.
Honestly, knowing him, that's probably what it is. Man is smooth as fucking ice.
Is ice smooth?
Have you felt ice?
Like, it's not. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's cold as ice. That's what I was.
Also smooth as ice.
Ice has multiple properties.
I would say smooth as butter, smooth as oil,
smooth as a baby's butt. I've heard that.
I've never felt a baby's butt.
I've not. Neither have I.
I don't think
I can neither confirm nor deny.
That is true.
Might have like touched mine when I was little, but that's about it.
I don't know. There was this one time that I went up to this really attractive person. I was like, hey,
and you're like, wait, it's just a mirror.
Game over. Game, set, match. Bang.
That was juicy.
And I was like,
I felt like that would have hurt more, but it didn't. I'm kind of surprised.
I went up to him and I was just like, hey.
Him?
You want to be part of Nevzon after running the 1 to 2 to 12 hour stream? Sure. And then he said yes, and that person, Chase Hanger.
Nice.
That's very
bang.
Nice.
No.
I was there.
I feel like for me, and a lot of my friends, if you're gonna like date somebody, it takes like progression of we're hanging out a couple times, stuff like that. I've never seen like just a stupid moment of somebody going up and be like just going after it, you know? So I don't know, and especially with COVID this year, I haven't been in a lot of positions to go and see moments like
Don't even blame that on COVID, bro.
Yeah, also, Jess. Yeah, there's this thing that I've been working on where I've been inside a whole bunch. I don't know if you've heard about it. Basically, what we're doing is the joke.
Are you trying to...
I'm just trying to have an intervention moment right now. I'm just sad. I'm
trying to get better at work right now.
Dude, sadness.
How about YouTube? What are you two landing on? The pickup line stupidity.
See, typically throughout my experience, I've never been downtown. I've never been to a bar. And most of like my close friends that I hang out with are not guys that would go like use a cheesy pickup line on
that. That's what Well, see, the difference in that between you and me is I've never performed a pickup line, nor had one performed on me.
I don't think I
have. You just had three.
True. Like, by a woman.
You just had one.
Are you joking about me or me and Josh? Which one?
I'm looking at you.
Okay. Yeah, or Jake. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
And my friends...
2021.
No offense, are not exactly womanizers.
Except for Andrew.
Except for me?
Andrew.
I meant, like, back home. Like, before here. Yeah.
Stop, sit down.
Are you kidding me?
Sit down.
But before here, Nick.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think only one of my friends has had a real girlfriend.
Yeah.
Me? Yes.
Is it me? I have a girlfriend.
That's true.
That is true.
Josh.
She's kind of cute.
So I can't really say I've ever heard a pickup line performed on a woman in person.
Fair enough. I don't think I have either, like, just in general. So I don't have a story. I do have a story where I don't know how this came about, but one of my friends was like, I bet I can give you a situation that you can't come up with a pickup line for. I don't know how this conversation became about, and I was like,
try me.
I was like, okay. And so she did, and she came up with two situations. And one of them was, we're sitting on bleachers, and she falls over the back, and I managed to somehow run around with my super speed and catch her. Boom. What do I say? And my response to that was, wow, you felt almost as hard as I did for you.
There you go.
And then the other one, it was, I don't even know how she came up with this, but she was like, you're in the Arctic. She's walking by. You burst out of a walrus. What do you say? And I was like, the only thing that's kept me alive, it kept me warmer than the walrus, is my love for you. That's what I came up with. Yeah. And she was like, okay, you win. And I was like, yes.
When I heard walrus, I was thinking you're going with something with a horn, being horny. I was like, no.
Wow, do you know what a walrus is?
Walrus is narwhal. I was totally off. I know walrus with the tusk.
Abort!
That's what
it is.
Never mind.
Tusk? Mr. Tusk?
I have a question. It's along the lines of the topic.
Okay.
What's your opener? Like, not just like, hey, what are you doing?
Nice to
like,
meet you. I'm Jake Frasinelli.
Yeah, but where are you?
It's Frasinelli. Write it down. I'll be famous someday.
His security number is 804.
8? Eight?
I don't know. I just want.
They're sequential to 2008, though. They probably start with the same number.
Yeah, we probably.
Bro, honestly, I'm just trying to think of what I said to Abby, and I can't. I was probably just like, "Hi, I'm Josh," and then said some stupid crap.
Hi, I'm Josh. Do you like anime?
Do you like anime? Because I do.
Do you like Smash then, Bros?
Do you like?
Do you want to go to Wendy's?
I'm a nerd.
Chase, you see a girl that you're like, oh, you're cute, and you want to start talking. I got him. Any, what does that even say?
I don't know. Shiners?
Shaners.
Any Shaners? Any Shaners in chat?
What's that?
That's from Lewis, it looks like.
Is it? What's the name?
Lantern or whatever.
Yeah, that's Lewis.
Yeah.
Hello, Lewis. How's it going?
Lantern, Lewis.
Now, back to the question. Yeah. I cannot say that I've ever...
Any Shaners in chat?
Say hello to Lewis, the man, the myth,
oh,
legend.
Oh, jeez. Any Shaners? Yo, what up? I was watching Jujutsu Kaisen in there.
Oh, my goodness. Nice.
What a man.
Yeah, I think you guys are doing the podcast.
We are
doing the podcast.
Oh.
That's literally...
Congrats. What up? I'm your special summon. Did my little ally feature. Now I'm out.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
I don't want to intrude into...
You're
too late.
No worries.
Trying to stay off the
date. Yeah, no, I realized...
You did it, you realized, and then you went, or like, I'm not going to do it, and then you did a little bit more, like, ah! Stop! So, yeah, continue.
Yeah. So, I don't think that I have ever made first contact with a woman. So, from experience...
Send out the lander.
I'd probably
say... You're the guy who was on the other side of the moon.
Yeah, honestly...
The loneliest round.
Like,
the loneliest man in the universe.
Pretty much. So, as an opener, I'm pretty lost on that one. But, I would, I'm not good at pickup lines.
Yeah.
I've not had much practice with them.
So I'd be like, Winnie. I just know that one.
That's about it.
My opener is become friends with them. And then hope over the next...
Six, yeah, but how do you become friends with them?
Hope over the next 6 to 8 months.
I am Jake Frasinelli.
F-R-A-S-S-I-N-E-L-L-I.
Right,
I'm going to be famous one day. Remember that. Anyways.
Hi, my name's Chase.
My opener is be in the same room as them. Or be friends with somebody they're friends with.
Yeah.
Use that to slowly become friends with them. And then over the next 6 to 8 months, hope they realize that I'm not as annoying as I seem. And all of my... everything I say is a joke. And then maybe, just maybe, they'll like me eventually.
True.
So far, that's worked for me.
You want to know what's the best? When you got a homie. Let's just call this person.
Are they talking in chat?
Yeah, they're just talking.
Is it Shane and Liz?
They're just chilling. So basically, say there's just a homie. Let's, in this scenario, just call him Eric. And
Eric, my dude.
This is a real situation.
This actually is not like a real story.
Based on a true story.
This is semi based on a true story. When that person goes and introduces you, like has the guts to literally go, and when they have a bunch of friends that are guys and girls, introduce you to every one of those people, that is the biggest hero play on the planet. That's when you're like, you are beyond real one, because you do have that, you get like 9 different shots at, hey, I'm Nick, oh, shoot, never mind, next person, hey, I'm Nick.
That's why I just do the one big one of, hey everyone, I'm Jake Frasinelli, that's F-R-A-S-S-I.
But yeah, that
I just get comfortable with one person, and then eventually my personality comes out, and then everybody knows who I am.
That's true.
Because then I just do something stupid or I get loud.
The thing that I do is, I will, like, if I'm at a party or if I'm at in, like, a gathering of people that I don't know, if I know 2 people, those are the only people I'm ever going to talk to. And if anybody comes up, then I'll meet them. And then maybe if I like them enough and they leave, I'll see them later and then use them to meet new people.
Yeah.
Like a virus.
slowly but
the
surely.
The new pandemic. Yeah. Jake Frasinelli.
Jake Frasinelli. F-R-A-S-N-E-L-L-I.
Frasinelli face all day.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah. So, but if I know nobody, if I know one person at a party or at like a gathering, I'm crippled by anxiety, because then if I talk to somebody and I do something stupid and they don't like me and they tell the person I know, then somebody I know knows that somebody doesn't like me, and I can't have that. So, but if I know 0 people, I am going to go talk to everyone and then want to kill myself in 20 minutes because my social battery is just gone.
Yeah. There are certain moments where you just go, can Jake spell his name 5 times? No, unless you donate $5,000 to Navitalis.
$5.
No, $10.
Times 4,000.
$10.
F-R-A-S-S.
No. We got to
speak out the SS. Sling the tent, Jake.
Sling the tent. We need to. Don't sling that type of tent. I'm pretty sure we did just get another memo, which, geez. Thank you guys so much for being awesome and Venmoing and doing cool things. So, yeah, right now, I have a mid topic that I want to use. Is that okay? Unless you guys have your topics?
No, that's okay.
Mainly because we gotta go for an extra hour and 10 minutes. So if we go 20 minutes topic, we still have. Hopefully this is worth it.
Yep.
What are you guys laughing about over there?
I leaned in and I go, I can go the distance. And then he goes, how far I'll go.
Exactly.
And then I go, at least second base.
You missed the hot seat, but second base, holding hands, dude.
Dude, I go with the last question I asked.
First base is eye contact. Second base is holding hands. Third base is holding toes.
Or first base is eye contact?
Somebody,
yes, yes.
Somebody was talking about like how
first
in college,
smelling their hair.
How in college all the bases are completely different. First base is like hooking up. Second base is like getting their phone number. Third base is dating. Like that's the sequence compared to.
Because you get their phone number after you hook up with them.
Normally that's how it goes.
I mean, maybe for you.
Yeah.
I told you guys my game plan.
Yeah.
F-R-A.
I'm Jake Press. That's F-R-A.
So mid-topic, one of the most viewed Jake and Nick Mucks, we've only done 3 now, the most viewed Jake and Nick Muck was how you and I met.
Yeah, this topic is pretty mid, Nick. Let's skip it.
So, this is the mid-topic. How do we all meet each other? We've already done you and I, so we don't need to do that again.
I can tell both of you the exact moment I knew that we were going to be friends.
Yeah, that's the more important thing. When did we know we were going to be friends?
The moment I knew me and Chase were going to be friends. Because I was literally talking about this 2 days ago.
So here's how we're doing this. You go, all right. him,
so,
and then...
For the story of me and Nick, watch the Jake and Nick Muck from 2 weeks ago or last week?
Last week.
Last week. Chipotle. Well, at this point, 2 weeks ago. When
yes, Chipotle.
Chipotle.
And so that's a longer story, but I'm just gonna give the short ones. So this was like early September, our freshman year, and Chase, me, and a couple other people, we were going to Eddie's Calzones, and as we're walking over, we're like, I'm bored. We don't really know each other that well. Let's play a quick game of truth on the way over. And so we're going around playing truth, whatever. And then as a joke, I go, Chase, who do you like? Like, not like, just like. As a joke.
Who do you like, Chase?
Yeah, that's what I said. And right, I said that right as we were walking into the calzone place, kind of as a joke, because I was like, oh, he's not going to answer this because we're about to go in order. And we all sit down. We order our food and go sit down. And then he kind of like nudges me and he points to a person in the group who I'm not going to say their name. But I was like, all right, me and Chase are going to be friends.
I keep it real.
It was either that or the time that I walked into your room and you and Brandon were doing a mathematical analysis of the logistics of wearing socks while having sex with people of same and
okay. Well, so what it was the mathematical formula.
They had MS Paint open.
So you know, like, if you wear socks, it's
all
not
the
gay.
Lights were off except yeah. for his computer.
So like, what if you wear one sock and like not the other sock, and what if the other person has like two socks on? We were doing a whole like
so
formula
whichever one of those happened first, that's when I knew that we were gonna be friends.
Yeah, that is hysterical.
So
right now,
TOS.
Jake, how did you become friends with Josh?
How did I become friends with Josh? I'm trying to think when I met Josh. I think he just started showing up sometimes. Because who did we meet through?
Grace/Brandon. That's how I met all three of you.
Honestly, true. The time... So, I'd seen your... I know what it is. I think you know what I'm going to say, too.
I don't. Oh, but really? I just like hearing stories
so,
about me.
I find it entertaining. I feel that, too. I know exactly what it is. So, I'd met you before, and it was like... You were somebody who I was like, oh, he's fun, he's cool. If he's invited, I'm going to be happy because I enjoyed your personality. Like, on Halloween with the Tetris suit, stuff like that.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
You were just somebody who... You were friends with people I was friends with, and we interacted, and we made pleasantries, but I wouldn't say we were friends, really.
Yeah, so we were acquaintances.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, do you know Josh Steelman? I'd be like, oh, yeah, I know him.
Yeah.
But...
I know him.
This was...
Boy, do I.
This was probably last January, honestly. A little over a year ago, a little under a year ago.
Okay.
And the dynamic of our friend group for all of last year was... Everyone would hang out in the basement of our dorm. But some people who hung out in the basement of our dorm lived in the village. For those people that don't go to Auburn, the quad, the dorm we lived in, and the village, the dorm where some of the other people lived in, it's about little
20-ish minutes.
Little under a half mile walk.
Yeah.
And so we would stop hanging out at like... It's not 20 minutes. Yeah. 20 minutes round trip, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
you think you can get from the village to the quad in 10 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
15 max.
I am a slow walker.
I'm tall. Anyways, so and we'd finish hanging out, whether it's midnight to 2 a.m. And then usually Chase or I or both of us would walk back the girls that lived in the village to the village.
I remember that. You answered that. But especially Chase.
Just because it's a long walk and it's nighttime.
And yeah, girls just walking alone.
And so one night, this girl we used to hang out with named Grace needed to be walked home. So I walked her back. And
okay, yeah, no, I know this story now. Yes, I had the Snapchat memories. No, it was first semester.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because the Snapchat memories came up this past semester, and I sent them to you. I'm pretty sure
you did send them.
Yes,
and
yes. Okay.
So we're talking outside for a little bit because we just got into a good conversation, and you texted her. Because I think she was like...
No, she texted me.
She texted you.
And she... Because you said... I think you said you wanted to see me. Or
yeah,
who were we with?
I don't... You were with somebody else. You were doing laundry. Somebody was doing laundry. I don't know.
No,
anyways.
Hudson was doing laundry, but
Hudson
I wasn't
Sneed?
With...
Hudson Sneed?
No.
Okay.
No. Hudson was doing laundry, but he just lived in our dorm. I didn't know Hudson. I was actually asleep. Grace kept calling me because I think you said you wanted to see me or something.
Yeah.
And so she kept calling me and she woke me up. And so I answered the phone and I was like, what? And she was like, Jake's here. He wants to see you. And I was like, Jake who? Because like at that point, I still knew a bunch of Jake's. And she was like, Jake Braz. And I was like, or she probably just said Braz.
She probably said Fraz. No, she would always call me Fraz. She never called me Tall Jake.
She called you
Fraz. She was probably like, Fraz is here to see you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And
come
so then I like, yeah. And so then I came down.
And then we talked, all like us four talked in the laundry room of your building. For like 2 hours.
Yeah, we talked until like 3 a.m.
I think it was till 4, honestly.
Probably. But I remember because I didn't sleep at all the rest of the night.
Really?
Because I had to get up at 6 a.m. because I was taking Abby on a date the next day. We went to Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm. I remember because I think... Here, I could... So, for those of you that don't know, I have the worst memory in the world, so I write down notes in my phone.
Do you know about this? Him writing notes in his phone?
I don't.
I write down notes in my phone so I can remember
shit. So many notes.
There's so many notes.
There's over 2,000.
Oh, Lord.
Over the last, like, year, almost 2 years.
Yeah. Some of them are very funny. Some of them are kind of sad. Overall,
most of them are kind of sad.
I just kind of have Chase's news in a folder, but that's about it.
True. Yeah. No need for anything else, really.
Yeah, that's all I really need.
Yeah. You're starting up an OnlyFans page for Chase. Yeah. Make that bag. Sling that tent, baby.
Here, let's search Josh. I bet I still refer to you as Josh Steelman, honestly.
Josh Steelman.
As you're looking that up, Chase thinks about when you became friends.
But that's when I knew we were going
okay,
to
yeah, yeah.
Or and then, I don't know if that's when I knew we were going to be friends, but that's when I was like, I want to get to know Josh more.
Yes, yeah. that was good.
Yeah, for sure. For me, that was definitely that Halloween night when we went. We were in the Tetris suit, and we went to that Waffle House.
Okay, I did go with y'all.
We went to a Waffle House and we just hung out for like an hour. It was so cold outside.
Yes, it was. Who was it? It was you and me and I know Brandon was there.
Yeah, Brandon was there, and
wait, Brandon was there or Brayden?
Was it Brayden?
I'm pretty sure it was Brayden.
It was Brayden.
Was it you or was it him that was wearing the referee costume?
It was Brayden.
Yeah.
It was Brayden, yeah. It was you.
I don't remember. What were you wearing?
I was the country boy. I had the jeans, the cowboy hat.
Yes,
like the
okay,
huge
okay.
Boots,
yeah. I remember now. And we took, didn't we take the drunk bus back?
Yeah, we did. We did. We just went to Waffle House.
Yes.
And that was so I was walking home at 4 a.m. And that was the week that from that Sunday, so this was Friday night, so Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
From that Saturday to then, I'd stayed up till 4 a.m. every single night.
Yes.
that was vintage Jake.
That's freshman year Jake was invincible.
Yeah.
No wonder you have such a bad memory. Dude,
Jake literally like would night in, night out, 4, 5, 6 a.m., do it again. He was great. Mm-hmm.
Was? I'm amazing now.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, my sleep cycle's a little off. The fact that today's Saturday is weird. It feels like it's like Wednesday. Like, last bit. Wednesday.
A little bit, yeah.
The time has flown by these past 3 days because Friday didn't exist yesterday due to sleeping for most of the day, due to having one class and then getting to sleep after staying up super late. And then setting this up, and then I was up till 4. But any more? And we've already
yeah. I've told yours. I think that's the basis covered.
And then you just explained how Chase. When did we become friends? What was that story?
You know, because it was definitely one of the times where it was like, because obviously, like you came and you.
We met in the basement.
Yes, we met in the basement
of the Honors College. Which was during football, you sat in front of me, I sat behind you watching the A&M game that
yeah.
day. You were way ahead of us. So I got to meet you and Shane right off the bat.
I was on the boat.
I am the boat.
I have a memory. I'm wondering if you have the same memory. Because I know for a fact this was the moment where I'm like, long-term friends.
I might, but I have... memory loss TM. Don't remember anything like I don't remember a lot of things past like a month, so
yeah,
but if it's said to me I'll remember
same reasons.
Yeah, for the
so do you have any idea of when were we like we're friends now or did it sort of just happen? I know you and I became friends too,
honestly, like around when we started doing the night game.
Yeah, so the moment we became friends, two moments. Was the first time that we went to Waffle House, literally, and we were like friends, and then you're like, let's live together, we needed a fourth, and I'm like, okay, like, because it really was that quick, sort of like, this is happening now. But the time I knew we were gonna be friends is the night game. The story of us in the library, us three.
Oh my
so
god.
Then, hey, if you don't know.
I was there for that.
Yeah.
He was there for that.
I think I saw Chase.
If,
yeah.
So,
it was somebody saw me in the stairwell, and I was like, what is going on? I've seen you and Chase / Jake and Nick. It was I saw one of you two, I'm pretty sure, in the stairwell. I was like, what is going on? And you were like, nut game, no time to explain. And then, like, I think it was like Nick came into the stairwell.
Me. That was me, 100%.
Or someone came into the stairwell and you were like, fuck. And then you just, and then you were like, I hope this doesn't sound off the alarm. And you went through the emergency
exit. Here's what the night game is. It is a game that we played, it ripped off of the game that we played in middle school Bible camp with like this ginormous like camp area, but instead of it being 20 people, it was like 70 people.
Yeah.
And instead of there being multiple activities, we just made it simple. There are three flags hidden around campus.
It's capture the flag, except there's no team flags. They're held by a neutral party, and the teams are competing to get the most flags.
Exactly. Yeah. So two flags to win for your team. There's three people called beaters.
Tag.
Off of Harry Potter, beaters, you know. Yeah. And those people go to...
Beater?
What's that?
Beater.
Beater, I barely know her.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I have no issues with it.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so we're going... I present this game to basically everybody in the Honors College, and we got the first night, for some reason, we were able to pull, like,
20
people. Like, and that was sort of the moment where I felt really comfortable, but in Auburn, I'm like, okay, I have enough weight / friend of friends to go and do something cool like this. And you guys were both large components in pulling in a couple extra people and bringing in some of the fun. And so we're playing this game, we're running around, and we are in the library, which is the library plus this large building at Auburn. It is huge. It is 5 floors of
glory. Auburn said we need a bigger library, so we're just going to build a building on in front of the library and then attach them.
Yeah. Basically, this building is like a giant-ass library times two. It's awesome. And so there's multiple floors, there's staircases, elevators, there's this...
Most importantly, there's this large open area...
At the entrance, it
looks like the inside of an embassy suites almost.
Yes. Yeah.
There's edges with, what's the word I'm looking for? Like banisters.
Yep.
That you can look over into this giant open area and it goes up for 4 stories.
Yes. And so when you walk in, the thing that splits these two large library areas, you have the super open area and then you have the library where books and laptops and stuff like that. This super open area has a staircase going up to the next floor of the library. That is important for the story. So, we go, and I'm a beater, I'm running the night game, I'm not gonna be on a team, I know where all the flags are, I hit all the flags. Super fun day of hiding the flags with a couple people. We go, I am chasing down Jake and Chase through this library.
We had seen you across, like, you were on a different level,
yep,
across the way, but we saw you, and we're like, he sees us, we're fucked.
Yeah, so they go elevator, I believe, right? I go stairs, and we are in a mad dash doing anything we can. They sort of split up.
Here's the thing, though, with the elevator. So the elevator, there's one elevator entrance on every floor, but on the main floor, which is the second floor technically for elevator purposes, there's a second floor main and a second, I think it's called 2R.
Yeah.
And basically, it's a half floor higher up, and it doesn't open out into the main open area. And I'm like, he's definitely going to be waiting at the elevator doors.
Yep.
I don't want to open those because then we're cornered. We have to hit 2R so we can have an escape route.
Exactly. Yeah. So these guys go. I basically have to make a choice. And it is Chase or Jake. Well, and I go Chase.
I ran cross country.
Yes. Yeah. So I go Chase. Chase decides to book it down this small corridor out the side of the library. Pushes the door open. And immediately, just alarm. And to go and like talk about the scale of this library, it's not like we're doing this and it's the off season. No, there are people studying.
It's 10 p.m. on a Friday.
It was like 11 or midnight.
It was
early in the game though. It was 10:30 or 11 on a Friday in October.
Yeah, I don't think it was a Friday. I think it was a weekday.
It wasn't a weekday.
Okay, it might have been a Friday. But there's people. There's legitimate like people that were running past.
Well, it couldn't have been a Friday because it wouldn't have been open.
Exactly. I think it was during the week.
I guess it would have had to be weekday.
So
I really did shit like that on a weekday.
Yeah, right? There was this... So we're running past people. People are hiding. Like, I remember running past somebody. It was my girlfriend at the time. She took a picture of me running past her as she sat with a bunch of random people and then turned the other way. Like, this was electric. So Chase opens the door. Brrr! jumps over like 4 flights of stairs as he's going out.
It's straight up.
And it's also pouring.
Yeah, the thought process
that went through this was, I was running, I see this thing go, I see like it go to the right a little bit. I'm like, okay, I might just like dip behind here and like hide. And then I hear his footsteps right behind me, and I'm like, I can't do that. But I'm already going that way. And there's a door there. And I'm like, this is quite obviously an emergency door, but there's no way the alarm goes off, right? Push open the door, alarm just goes off.
So we are now disturbing hundreds of students studying, and Chase sends it downpouring rain over these things. I'm like, ah, screw that business. I'm turning around.
So while all that's going on, Chase and I came to a thing, and a rule of the night game, we should say, is if you are in a group with somebody,
yes,
like if you're running away the same direction, or you're walking and somebody comes up and tags you, one of the beater tags you, both of you are considered tagged.
Yes.
So Chase and I, Chase and I looked at each other and we go, the second either of us sees a beater,
yeah,
as soon as we can, we split up. So we came to this crossroads, and I look at Chase and I go, I'll see you in 2 minutes. And he goes right, I go left. Chase opens the door, alarm starts going off. I'm sprinting full speed down this giant open area that goes 4 floors up.
Like a gazelle, like through the stairs. Like
jumping down, there's 2, like 5 or 6 stair flights that kind of lead up to the main library area. I jump them. I don't hit a single step. I'm sprinting full speed.
Chase looks like he's robbed the bank. Like,
it is a wonder that nobody stopped me.
Yeah.
No, nobody was like, what are you doing? Like, yeah. I was already gone.
And then I have to go, because I'm not going out the door he just went. I see Jake. I then book it down the same way, chasing after this
giant. I don't know how the cops were. Giant.
I don't know either. It literally looked like we murdered someone, put him in like a body bag out back, and then booked it.
Accidentally opened the alarm door.
Like, exactly. Yeah. Like, or there was like a ruby of some sort, we stole it, and we were gone. Like, it was awesome. And that was the moment where, like, so the energies converged in that moment for Chase and I, where it was, this guy's got the gumption. This guy cares enough about the night game to go in. Risk pure stupidity of being hurt, of something Auburn coming down on him, the school we go to, and I was about it. And then going to run with you, that was one of the most electric nights.
The funniest thing is, I totally like should have like slipped, fell, and like died on those stairs when I was running down.
On those stairs?
Yeah, and then we get back to our dorm, which is the safe area. If you're on the safe area, they can't tag you, and you're safe pretty much. And I get to the safe area, which is our dorm, and outside the dorm, I slip and like
digger. Like it was, and I remember walking up to you and like didn't, and he goes, it actually just happened. I'm like, what?
A few seconds ago, my foot got rolled a little bit. I had like some cuts on my hands. It was
and
not
your
good.
Knee was like busted open. Oh, it was awesome.
It was bleeding though.
And then the last story, me and Josh. Josh, what do you got? When do you think we became friends? That was a great night. Yeah. Now that you told that story.
I'm going to go through everybody real quick of when, like, I knew, guy is cool. I want to be this man's friend. So I met you all, I think, the same night.
Mm-hmm.
Was, I knew Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Grace knew Brandon Morrell.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he invited us to a thing at Honors College. That's so funny. And so he invited Grace, and he was like, hey, invite Josh. I don't have his number. And so Grace invited me, and I was like, okay, I got nothing better to do. And so we went, and that's where I met everybody.
That's when my life changed.
Forever.
I remembered a handful. And then I think we interacted in like a group setting a couple times after that, and like as with you two as well. But the moment I knew that I was like, Jake and I are going to be good friends. It was that night in the laundry room. Like literally I saw the memories of you just with the stupid pocket knife, and I was like, oh my god. Yeah. And all these just like emotions came flooding back.
It's just, we were just like playing, the same thing we do now, just like playing off of each other's energy.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And just taking the same bit way too far.
Yes. Yours was when we sat in the quad and played ping pong.
Oh my
until
god,
like 5 a.m.
Yes. I don't know how I keep forgetting about that. I love that.
That was so much. That was such a fun
night.
That
was amazing.
Chase like schooled me in ping pong over and over. And then he was like, and then he would give me like tips. And then I'd try it and he'd be like, oh cool, you're getting better.
Yeah, it's like you with spike ball.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But that night, I was just like, Chase is an amazing human being. And then you, I think it was, we had talked a little bit, and you like got my Snapchat or something. Mm-hmm. And then one time, sometime during the night, I just get like a snap from Nick, and he's like, bro, I'm in the Village, can you talk? And I was like, sure. And so we sat out by the Village Chick-fil-A and just talked for like hours.
Yeah. We talked for hours. It was, I'm breaking up with my girlfriend.
Yes.
And that was huge for me. So that was what, well, obviously I was going to say too. That week was so rough for me. But that week I had individual conversations with all three of the people in this room and our friend Lane also. And each one was extremely late. One of them was you and I in the bushes playing sardines.
Oh my God.
Looking at Airbnbs together. I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm going to break up. And you're like, okay.
And I was like, oh, dude. And, we're doing that. And we won that one, dude. That was a really good round.
We were so good there. We killed it.
We did kill it.
We played whole quad sardines. It was awesome.
Yeah. I don't think I was in on that one.
You were not. That was the night Melissa died. Do you remember?
Oh, her throne. Oh
yeah.
My God!
I was not with you that night.
I was
playing dad that night.
Exactly. Yeah. You went from not like being part of it to walking into death.
No, I was there when I was like, hey, let's get you home. I'll tell you all that.
I think I was there at the beginning.
Maybe. You might have been.
Yeah, because everybody was drinking a lot of soda.
Yeah.
And they were like, you want some? And I was like,
it was too much sugar.
You know? Yeah, it was too much sugar. I left, so I didn't play the sardines, but I think I know what night you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah. That was a really fun night. So, and then, but for you being there, it's very interesting that like all three of you guys were there. That was obviously, I've been very open about that. It's very, very hard and weird time in my life. But it resulted in this. Very happy about that. But then
every
obviously
time next life is hard and weird, just doesn't matter what time.
Hey! Oh! Penis joke. Okay.
Hey, oh, dude.
TOS.
TOS. Come on, man.
Of course, I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact. I feel like that's when we became friends.
Yeah.
Or remiss. Thank you. The days after the breakup where we all met up before I went downtown that night. And we have pictures together from that night that are legitimately like good pictures that I look back fondly on. That's when I met Abby for the first time.
Yes.
And that's when I hung out with like Jessica and those guys for the first time too. Super, super fun night.
Yeah.
Resulted in some not so great pictures too, but
that's okay. I left early that night as well.
You did. Yeah. You did. I just remember the end of that night.
When Josh leaves early, the party begins.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, so.
The Blitz.
Yeah, you're the Blitz from How I Met Your Mother. There's a
nothing.
There's a guy in How I Met Your Mother. Whenever he leaves, it started out. He's like, all right, guys. Peace out. I'm gonna do a little Croft and Craft, mac and cheese and Tomb Raider, and like he leaves the hanging out with these guys. Then the two like lead characters go open the door immediately after he leaves, and it's this girl just like in a towel, and she's just like, hey, what's up, guys? I sort of like locked myself out, and then the towel drops, and they're like, dude, you missed it. He's like, oh man. The next like night
that's
he
like,
leaves
that's
again.
Cool characters just he left right before the thing happens.
Yeah. Nice. So you're.
You're not the
Blitz. You're not the Blitz. Not yet. Because you're here for too many hype moments.
Josh creates his own hype.
Yeah.
True.
But yeah, I felt like that was a good middle topic to go.
Also, last one, I don't think I mentioned about Jake.
Yeah.
For me, it was definitely when we were in that elevator for like three hours.
Yes.
Just like on the floor of the elevator. Like, this is like 2 a.m. to like 4 in the morning.
I don't know if you guys have ever been in an elevator when it started moving, but not because you pressed the button. Because I'll tell you what, it's a liminal space in a fucking half. Like, we're laying, like, on the, listening to, like great, like, Say Something by Great Big World, like, stuff like that, where it's just like, say something, just like laying on the floor. And then the elevator started moving, and we're like, because occasionally it would just shudder, and we're like, are we moving now?
Yeah.
And then the door wouldn't open, and we're like, I guess not.
Yeah.
And then Cam opens the door at like 3 a.m. and he's like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, we've just been laying here for like 2 hours, like an hour, and we stayed in there for like another hour after that.
Yeah. Another moment that Chase and I were like, we're friends. It was just the first time he's like, love Scott Pilgrim. I watch an any day of the week. I'm like, we're bros. Oh, yeah. We're bros.
Oh, yeah.
That, but with Into the Spider-Verse.
All right. True. You two have a couple topics to do. Who wants to go first and who wants to close out the...
I have been thinking, and I think I've come up with quite possibly the best topic.
Best topic? Do you want to say the last one?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. My topic was going to be, what is the YouTuber that probably influenced your childhood the most?
More
childhood.
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 I know mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could start.
Kick it off.
For me, the Minecraft YouTuber, Sky Does Minecraft.
We've had this conversation.
Yeah, we've had Sky Does Minecraft was the first YouTuber, Minecraft YouTuber that I ever started watching, right? And he was the spark that got me into Minecraft.
And that's when your life changed forever.
Started playing Minecraft hours upon hours on end. Always trying to maybe not mimic exactly what Scott Does Minecraft did in his videos, but downloaded the cops and robbers maps, did all these try not to laughs, did all these adventure maps and survival things. But even my Minecraft name was based on Scott Does Minecraft for upwards of 6 years.
Chase Does Minecraft.
No, upwards of 6 years it probably was.
What was it?
It was I forget exactly. It had Sky in the name and then something else, right? Mm-hmm. But
Sky Doesn't Minecraft.
Yeah, Sky Doesn't Minecraft. But going back and looking back on all the videos that I used to watch of him and how much, I guess, his videos impacted me going into where I am today, especially getting into Minecraft, which is really the thing that kickstarted, my love for computers and all that kind of stuff. Or maybe not kickstarted it, but definitely helped it along a lot because I spent a lot more time on it. And he was just a role model to me back then. And that was, I'd say that's probably the most influential YouTuber for me in my childhood.
I would say for me, it's Captain Sparkles for the same reasons. That's the first Minecraft YouTuber I watched where I watched him do his survival let's play. And it weirded me out because over this past summer, he did a 10 years of Sparkles thing because he'd been on YouTube for 10 years. Maybe not that specific channel. But, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go, I wonder when that first video was posted. And I went back and it was February 2011. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
That's literally 10 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit. I've been watching Captain Sparkles on and off for more of my life than when I haven't. Which is really weird to think about.
Yeah.
So same thing, kickstarted my interest in Minecraft, which changed the trajectory of my life.
Yeah.
Because I probably wouldn't be as into video games. Or I definitely wouldn't be as into video games, but I don't know what I would have done for most of my middle school time.
Yeah.
Because for about 4 years of my life, all I did was go to school, eat, sleep, and play Minecraft. Mm-hmm. And that's not even an exaggeration. Another one might be, I watched Tobuscus and Markiplier as well, those kind of guys.
Yeah.
And that's where I kind of got, that's where I would say my sense of humor started to develop into something similar to a semblance of not what it is today, but that was the start of my humor's character arc, you know?
Yeah.
And then I found Netflix comedy specials, and then my humor was I'm going to do all of that and hope that the people don't know what I'm referencing so I can take credit for it.
Bingo. I don't have good ones. I watched a little bit of Smosh growing up. That was big for me.
Yeah.
Just that skit comedy idea, we're going to plan something out, we're going to write a script, and we're going to make people laugh.
Seemed like a Rooster Teeth guy or like a Rocket Jump.
Well, so that's the other big one was the moment, I want to say the moment my life changed was the first time I was over Martha's Vineyard. It's 2 a.m. My brother and I share a room when we're over there. There's 3 beds in this room. And I'm he's on the far bed away from me because he snores. And so
probably
he goes,
stink.
Yeah, probably because I smell. He goes psst, still awake? I'm yeah. He's I want to show you something on YouTube. I go, sure. So I go and I climb into his bed with him. And he has his phone up and he goes and shows me this video. And it was the first episode of Video Game High School.
Nice.
Video Game High School, sixth favorite show of all time. Still, it's on, it's documented, listed out.
Never heard of it.
So,
Started off as a web series, Netflix picked it up.
Yeah. So, basically, not only super understandable characters, but it was goofy and eccentric, and it's episode by episode. Really very exciting. The first season is 2 hours total, so it's like a movie, basically. The joke that I've said twice today, and a lot more times on stream, the SMID, styling my do, are you kidding me? That's hysterical stuff, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah, this guy goes, he's like, and I got the girl of your dreams, SMID, styling my do. And you're like, this is what I'm about, okay? I get this now.
And that's the whole show.
Yeah, that's basically, it's like goofy, fun stuff like that.
That sense of humor is the whole show. It's worth it.
Yeah, definitely 2 hours if you got the time, go give it a crack. And then there's a full season two with six episodes, around 35 minutes episodes. And then season three is 45 minute episodes, hour and a half season finale, six episodes. So they kill it. Awesome show. But that moment for me was like, I would say not only affects a lot of my comedy, but just the idea of what Freddie Wong did with that company. And then things like the Mexican standoff that they did with Key and Peele, stuff like that. Where it was just quick, short, skit comedy, but also...
Get in, get out.
Get in, get out. And I wasn't ever, like, on YouTube, like, just, like, digging in deep, loving YouTube. But those guys were consistent, and not only consistent, but role models of what it means to be a creator and be consistent and know the platform in a way that, like... I don't think that we try to replicate what they do in any sense of the term, because we are doing these podcasts and they were sort of skit comedy. But there is like that always tugging on the back of my shoulder, being like, at least like a 20-minute like quick sketch, at least a 10-minute sketch, stuff like that. And I've written stuff out, and we'll definitely eventually do shorter form content when we sort of are able to take the show lineup that we have, figure out what works, figure out what doesn't next year, and then blow up what has not worked and continue with what has worked and change things up over the next year. But it's been awesome. Those guys really affected not only the trajectory of my life, but the trajectory of what we're doing right now. Steelman.
I was not allowed internet as a kid.
Really?
I did not have Safari or any other web browser on my phone.
Probably for good reason.
Senior year of high school.
Senior
year of high school. Most of that is because my mom forgot the restrictions passcode. But I still did not have it until senior year of high school. So I did not have a YouTuber. But I will say some big, like, points were definitely in sixth grade. Before that, so for those of you who don't know, I used to live in France.
I never knew this.
Well, I used to live in France. Fourth and fifth grade, I lived in France. I used to be able to be fluent, and now I can speak a little bit, but...
Can you say just like, hi, my name is Josh, I like pizza, something like that?
Bonjour, je m'appelle Josh, je t'adore pizza.
Oh, great.
Dude, I am... Josh, I changed my mind on French people.
Josh, I'm gonna be 100% straight with you.
Yes.
You could have taken French 1 in high school and be lying about this entire thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would, but I'm still 100% believing.
Well, funny you mentioned that, because I did take French 1 in high school.
Did you fail?
No, I passed. I got a 99 because I refused to use a genuine French accent, and the teacher got mad with me because she knew that I could. So just out of spite, she gave me 90.
You were like, J. Mappel.
Yeah, I was just like, stupid accent, like, J. Mapple Josh, J'adore pizza. And she'd be like, shut up.
Stop.
And so she, just out of spite, I got a 99 for French 1 and French 2 instead of 100. And I got straight 100s on basically everything.
That's awesome.
But, so there's that.
It was the oral exam that took you down.
Yeah, basically. So... a few defining moments was France. First year, I hated it. I didn't have any friends, didn't speak the language. I was like, this sucks, I want to go back to Texas. I want to see my
actual friends.
You were like
Karate Kid.
Yes, basically, yes.
The new
Watch
one.
Cobra Kai!
Good to go.
So, did you say don't?
I said or don't.
Oh, man. And so take all everything you know about me now, about how social I am, and forget about all of it. I was the most awkward person you will have ever met. It was bad. But one of the defining moments is one of my few friends in France. I went to a private school, and some of them spoke English. And so he was one of them. And this is definitely not okay to show a little fourth grader. But he was like, do you want to see my favorite movie? And I was like, yes, sure. And we watched Don't Mess with the Zohan. And I was like, this is hilarious. I love this. He grabbed that fish with his butt. That is so funny. So that's
he
not
turns himself into a pickle.
Yes.
Funniest thing.
But so I thought that was hilarious. That was a big moment. Don't tell my mom because she doesn't know I watched it. Because it shows its butt. But so that's not like a YouTuber, but that's like a big defining, like specifically humorous moment.
Yeah.
And then another one was sixth grade. I moved back to Texas. I was still super socially awkward. But I had friends from before that I would hang out with, and they were into Tobuscus, and I never got really big into Tobuscus, so I was like, it's just stupid songs about Minecraft.
Yes.
And I don't play Minecraft. Fair. And so I was like, I don't get this. You know what I do get that they showed me?
Nugget and a Biscuit?
ASDF.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever watch the Laser Collection?
I have not, but ASDF in 6th grade and 7th
funniest grade thing
was
ever.
The funniest stuff I had ever seen. So that is also a big defining part of my humor.
Whenever an ASDF was dropped, it was a monumental moment
so
for like
funny.
Every single school.
Every single, like,
did you ever watch, did either of you get into Laser Collection?
No.
Maybe.
No, with Shoopda Whoop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so I guess maybe ASDF would be the biggest YouTuber of like my childhood. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't like really watch YouTube or on the internet that much.
That's
really
fair.
Yeah. My big thing was my parents would let me watch movies with them before I went to bed. So I would get to stay up until like 10 or 11 and watch like, I know, dude, staying up late, way past my bedtime. But I would watch like some like more like PG-13 movies. Ooh. And I was like, this is hype. I don't have like a YouTuber, but I guess
this
you could
is
say
poggers, and they're like, what are you saying?
what are the words coming out of your mouth?
No, pause in the chat. Pause,
it's,
like,
it sounds like you're speaking English, but I just don't know at this point. But so I guess you could say ASDF, but yeah, I never really got into YouTube.
Kind of not asking you, I guess, but I was gonna say kind of piggybacking off of that. Do y'all have any YouTuber that like is now really well known that you found when they were just like un bebe?
And like just in general, what kind of funny's done? I've been with them now for long enough that they were at like 70k subs, because they left from IGN, so obviously they had a fan base, but they're at like 270 on multiple channel K, and they're doing great stuff over there. But that obviously, no, like I'm very similar to you, where it was I didn't watch YouTube like
ever. The degenerates.
Yeah, but it wasn't my parents wouldn't let me. It was like when I was. Like my childhood memories really started up when I started having opinions of what I was doing by the time. I would go over to the Rossies. I would play some video games. I would play football like in the backyard. Played crap ton of Call of Duty Zombies, crap ton of Halo, stuff like that. And then do schoolwork, watch sports, and then go to bed.
Sports,
Pokemon.
Wait, I can't.
When you were younger,
I can.
Yeah, I played baseball for like 8-9 years.
I never knew
what is the role of baseball?
Brent? No,
I mean I play basketball.
That makes it. I can guess that. Like I no offense. What position you play?
A pitcher. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was a pitcher.
How fast could you throw the ball?
You know, probably max. When I was like my oldest, probably like around like 75.
That's awesome.
Nice. I could never.
My little brother though, he's like 16 now. He's pitching like 95.
He's tossing gas.
He's just gassers.
Yeah. Is he looking to play college ball or is he just?
He's looking to play college ball. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Auburn? Question mark. Potentially. You never know.
Potentially.
Maybe.
Yeah. You never know.
It is an option.
Chase, his little brother. If you're watching, you'll be on a 12-hour stream if you make it in time.
And Chase.
Yeah.
You're gonna beat him up on live TV.
Yeah. So before we run into the last topic, just breaking down what's about to happen. We're gonna do the last topic. Ready to go and do the belly shot, then it is going.
Yeah.
Then it's just gonna be me and Jake closing it out with you guys. The one of you guys just clicking stuff.
Yeah. Oh. So, little side note: the YouTuber that MLG Hunt or Steven Septic. Who was the owner of the channel Sugar Punch 7, which is like alternative like reality, not like alternative reality vlogs, but like it was like scripted vlogs.
Yeah.
But that like told like a huge like
alternative reality story. Games.
A little bit, yeah. That like told a huge story.
That's like the general.
They won like YouTube Channel of the Year like 2 years back. Or
like Inside of Mind shit.
Yeah, right. And that was like way back.
Oh, sorry. Continue. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Because it used to be like a like super small like YouTube Minecraft YouTuber with like Aviator Gaming, Bert something, like all those guys. And I found him back when like he was like sub like 50,000. Now he's got like millions. And then obviously like Technoblade.
Yes, Technoblade is another one for me. Mm-hmm. Also, Jacksepticeye. The first video I found of Jacksepticeye was his 15K special.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
For me, two people. Mr. T Lexify, zombie YouTuber, was on his stuff when he was at like 70K. He's over a million now.
Mm-hmm.
And then a very modern one for us to be the Fantasy Footballers. I've been watching those guys for like 3-4 years now. Like, I saw them when they were shooting in a room like we're doing right now, and they had just started stupid bits. They have this thing where the first time they ever jinxed, they said some actor's name. I'm pretty sure it's like Matthew McConaughey, something like that. I'm butchering it, but it's an actor's name. And now every time that they have a jinx, they go and say Matthew McConaughey. Like, and I was there the first time that happened. They did like a 5-year.
You were on the boat.
I was on the boat.
I was on the boat.
They did their 1,000th episode special earlier this year, and I went. I was like, they're like, yeah, this was episode 18 or something. And I was like, what just happened? But that was a really cool thing. So I've been with those guys, and they're now huge fantasy analysis guys in the game. But yeah, so that's what's coming up in the next 30 minutes, closing everything out. Final topic of the night, one Josh Steelman, who said, and I quote, "I got a good one."
He said it might be the best topic.
It might be the best topic tonight.
With OnlyFans, us meeting, like, we got some bangers.
Yeah, I know, but this one tops all those.
And, like, your topic was great, too. I mean, we've had just great topics tonight.
Yeah, for going into this with only one person knowing what you're talking about.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
That's a great topic. So, basically, I have a lot to say about this one.
Yeah,
I
want favorite kitchen appliance.
Okay, if you don't say whisk, you can get out of here. I know it's not an appliance.
Whisk is the first thing I can
really. It's
just because it's the most like not notifiable, but like
it's versatile.
It's just the most. Just say mixer then.
I want to.
The question was appliance.
Appliance.
Fine. I think that a Ninja bowl is game changer. You got your protein shakes. You got your smoothies.
I mean, like the bullet
blender? Yeah.
Is that just like a rich person blender?
Yeah, sure. Rich person blender. Let's just go with that.
Okay.
Oh, we have one. We have two in our kitchen.
Yeah. Those are rich. Both of you, right?
I think so, yeah. definitely us two.
A man who can afford to blow $90 on Dogecoin definitely can afford a bullet.
Only 10 on me. This guy did 25, so...
Okay, yeah, I know the Ninja Bullet.
Dog.
Yeah, we own one! All right,
guys, hourly Dogecoin check. What do we think it's at?
Oh, 2-0 flat. So,
2-2.
5.
That would be absurd. We would sell now.
High rolling.
5.
2. It was at... Hold on.
What was the peak in the past like couple hours, and what was the valley the past couple hours? Have we touched one today?
No.
Okay.
Today, the low of today was 2.
Oh, this is great content.
2-2 was the low.
2-2.
We are currently at
2-7.
Cool beans.
All right.
Cool beans.
Oh, dude.
I said that to somebody who hadn't seen Hot Rod.
It was you.
Because he played a song called Beans. I was like, this just sounds like that bit from Hot Rod.
Beans.
He was like, what? And I pulled up the video on my phone.
That great video. Great video. No, I'm
great movie.
Great movie.
Remind me to tell you a story about Hot Rod after we get off of Shane.
Yes. But yeah, no, I'm going with something that can just slice and dice, basically. Make my food into bird food. I just want it to be just baby birded straight into my mouth. Nice and easy.
Buy your Ninja $90.
Yeah, I want my $90 pizza. Put pizza in there. Just...
Mine's a toaster. It's so much...
A toaster oven or a toaster?
Just toaster.
Interesting.
I had so many bagels. My breakfast as a young kid would consist of a bagel.
See, we were a toaster
oven. Split it in half. Put it in the toaster. Put the toaster down. And then when it pops up, you get it out. You put it on a plate. And then you put butter on it.
Okay.
And then you eat that. And that's
butter
on
a bagel?
Yes. Bagel with butter.
I'm about to make a hot statement.
And sometimes, if I felt like I was going to be particularly hungry, I'd put peanut butter.
There we go.
Peanut butter's a good one.
Peanut butter's good.
I'm a big cream cheese guy, honestly. I'm a big cream cheese believer.
Lactose intolerant.
Lactose intolerant, let's go. Yeah. I believe firmly everybody's at least a little bit lactose intolerant.
Any lactose champs in the chat?
By the way, this is the reason we keep it up. So when
I believe lactose intolerancy is fluid, actually. It's a spectrum.
Yeah. So.
Shut up.
All right.
Get out.
Which one of you guys bought the toaster waffles? Was it you? Toaster waffles?
The toaster waffles?
Huh? We've had toaster waffles in our fridge. Like waffles that you put in a toaster.
Not me.
It might have been me.
Anyways, or freezer. Sorry. So when I was
like Eggos?
Yeah, Eggos.
Yeah.
Sure.
It might have been me.
So I like Eggos. We had a time in my life where I was a big Eggo guy, like different types, whether it be the chocolate chips or the classics or the four small circle ones, right?
The cinnamon toast sticks.
Yeah, don't even get me started on them. I will eat a whole box of those things
I put those in the toaster too.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, my toaster, when we eventually did get a toaster, the bottom of it was zigzagged, and if you put something like that in there, it would fall through and get stuck. which is why my family was a toaster oven family, because you can do everything you can do with a toaster and also crisp up pizza and wings.
Yeah. That's fair. No, a toaster oven is definitely the better appliance, but
your favorite.
My favorite is the toaster.
So, it's like Nick with his fucking bracket picks. This is definitely a better movie, but I like this one.
Ninja
better.
Bullet.
Anyways,
I like
back to the point I was trying to make. You go, and when you put the waffles in...
I hate the entire Greek continent.
I'm a God of War guy. Anyways, you go, tick, and then all of a sudden this happens.
Boom.
Toaster pops. I'm like 8 years old. Okay, go and imagine this. 8 years old, I'm having my morning tea watching SportsCenter. Top 10.
That's not what I was doing at 8 years old. Wonder what I was doing at 8 years old in the morning?
Masturbating.
Watching Toaster Pops.
Hold on. I just want to send it. No, I know you were not doing that at 8 years old.
I was watching Naruto on my TV before school.
I was playing Roblox.
Nice.
I was also playing Roblox.
You
don't have the account age to prove that. I do.
I do.
Oh, wait. When's your account?
Like 2010.
Mine's like 2008.
Toaster pops. I'm sitting. And most mornings I hear it pop and I'll go over and eat it. Super hot, super nice.
I just imagine Nick. I just imagine like a 40-year-old dad like reading the paper with his glasses like right here, but it's just Nick when he's 8 years old.
With a cup of tea and the SportsCenter top 10 on.
Dr. Pepper.
Spike, he's like, let's Irish it up a little bit. Pour some Dr. Pepper in there.
So,
what up? Is orange juice?
You ever have the OJ DRP mixer?
No.
All right.
Did you put in the Ninja Bullet? Yeah, I bet you did.
It's like a screwdriver, but way worse.
So, I would say 6 out of 7 days, that's the normal thing.
It'll wake you up.
I would notice. Every now and then, it would pop, and I'm like 8, so I have the attention span of a squirrel. My mom would walk by.
Yeah, that's the thing that has caused you to have an attention
span of a squirrel. My mom would walk by, go and be like, hey, it just popped. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I totally forgot. And you would pull out this waffle that was harder than a hockey puck, and you would have to eat it, and it would be the worst thing. And you're like, I'm going without breakfast today, I guess. And it was just
y'all could afford a Ninja Bullet. I'm pretty sure you could tank the waffle, dude. Just make another one.
I there would be mornings my mother would be like, why aren't you eating? I'm like, feel it. And it's there's a skit in New Girl where they're having a conversation, and Winston's like, I put it in the toaster, it's gonna be hard as a rock. I'm like, I didn't know I was the only one that dealt with that. And then, of course, he gets, like, way later.
That's on you,
though. He goes and throws it, and it shatters. And I'm like, that has happened to me multiple times. Yes, it's on me.
That's on you.
When I'm seeing...
Booster did its job.
Yeah, when I'm going and seeing the number two...
You know
what
that's not
going
to happen to? A toaster oven. Because until you open the oven, the inside's going to stay warm.
That is true. I'm sticking with my Ninja Bullet take.
Chase. Sorry, I don't read the newspaper at 8 years old. Jeez.
I didn't read the newspaper at 8 years
old.
Sorry,
screwdriver in
with,
the morning.
With my Dr. Pepper orange juice.
Honestly. For me, I gotta go to the good old microwave.
Microwaves, that's a respectable.
By the way, if somebody came in and just said, oven, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Picking a microwave is like picking the long bar as your favorite Tetris piece. That's not the point of the question. It's obviously the best.
I could say, be more creative. I could say refrigerator if I wanted to.
But I said toaster. Knowing that toaster oven is the better choice.
I suppose.
Because I didn't have a toaster oven growing
up. I suppose. Well, I'm sorry if I will microwave literally anything and everything.
Including your hamster.
Including my hamster.
Dude,
never
my
had a hamster.
My roommate got so mad at me when I microwaved ramen instead of boiling water for it.
Watch out. I'm just
you remember to put water in the
No, that's mine.
I want to make
no,
sure
that's mine.
Big.
No, okay. That's mine.
Champ. You're
the champ. The champ is here.
Yeah, see, it's fine.
The champ
nice
is
and warm.
Here.
But,
dude, that goes. It's called a repeat. It's what I intend on doing this year. That's from like a 7-year-old college humor video. About like fantasy.
Speaking
football.
Of college humor, you ever watch Blue Mountain State?
Yes.
So funny.
So funny. The first episode with the Oreo bun and them just running.
I think my favorite episode is the Drug Olympics.
Dude, so funny. That show is giving me such awful notations of what college is gonna hold.
The only thing I know about Blue Mountain State is the heat stroke episode.
There's literally Blue Mountain State is about three things.
Sex.
Drugs. Which includes alcohol, because alcohol is technically, by definition, a drug. Drugs.
And caffeine.
Football. Sex.
Yes.
That's
only all college is about.
Yeah.
Mine is the drugs, sex, and football.
Well, no, I'm just not good enough football, but we just
not right now.
Yeah, that's kind of
anyway,
bad.
So...
Microwave.
Microwave, dude. Like, literally, name it, I've probably microwaved it. Like, food.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Oh yeah,
gotcha.
Pop tart.
No,
have you ever microwaved
your Pop tarts?
I exclusively microwave my Pop tarts.
Toaster.
Two of them right next to each other.
Sometimes,
20 seconds.
Sometimes.
20 seconds.
Your whole things are gonna be coming out hot,
dude.
Then.
That's gonna be like a fucking hot pot. You bite into it, it's lava.
Oh yeah. You bet.
Chase puts it on his face. He just wants to get warm and eats the other one. You know?
20 seconds.
Microwave is definitely a strong pick, but I think. Well, here's the
now
point.
I sound like an asshole with the Nutribullet.
Yeah, you do.
Good. Accept that decision. So, I think mine has to be, you know the juicer that doesn't juice things? You just put a plastic thing and it squeezes the juice into the cup?
The one for rich people?
The $400 rich people juicer? That, no.
My favorite one is the Nespresso machine, actually.
Wait. Okay, question. Important question. I understand I grew up or like went to high school in a more wealthy area.
So did all of us.
I know.
Yeah, we're just
you know what a heating drawer is?
A heating drawer?
You mean the oven?
No. I met people so freaking rich. They have a drawer for one purpose. It is this specific person purpose. You come home, you have leftovers.
The KF console has one of those too.
That is basically yes. You go, say, pasta. You went to Olive Garden and got some chicken Alfredo. Go, put your thing open, crack it open, put it in the drawer so you can have it later that night. That is the only purpose for it, and it will keep it warm. That's the only reason. It's not a oven or a microwave where
it just keeps it always on?
It just keeps it warm. You got to turn it on. But it is the job of this thing.
If we want to keep something warm, we just put it in the oven.
Right?
We would put it in the oven and then put it on like dehydrate or something, and then we would turn it off before we go to bed, but not open the door, so it kind of stays warm.
Yeah, I knew multiple people with heating doors.
I've never heard of that.
It is ridiculous. Like it's one of those things where
I'm glad you found my commentary on a heating drawer.
So funny. This kind of goes with the heating drawer.
You know, heating cabinet, a microwave.
Yeah, honestly.
But no, a cooling drawer. No.
A freezer fridge?
that's the point.
Did you guys have garage fridges?
Yes.
Yes.
But I had a lot of friends that had garage fridges.
That's what the soda was. Soda and beer was out there. Food was
right, dude. Our garage freezer was only
best
the...
ice cream?
No, it was only the fridge that we had that was replaced by the one that we had.
That's how you get a garage
fridge. That's how you get a garage
fridge.
I don't even remember.
And they're all like the old white
cellophane fridges. You know what we had in that? I had... I dissected a frog in 7th grade.
And you left it in there?
And I brought it home because I was like, I'm going to boil all the skin off and I'm going to rearrange the skeleton. And then I just left it in the freezer and it smelled so bad.
Oh, nice.
It was so bad. But I think we just had like water in it. No. We've moved since then.
But is it still there?
No. I wish. That'd be funny. But no, back to the heating. So, something funny in France is, one, they don't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
There's no air conditioning.
It's a temperate climate.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, it just gets so cold that you don't need it in the summer when it's like 90 degrees.
When it's like literally 1,000 degrees
yeah.
and you're sweating your ass off and everyone's angry because they're French, but also they're angry because it's hot.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I would hate myself about French too.
I've been to France once, and but I think I accurately described the country.
But in the winter, I guess I was in a different part than when you went.
I was in Paris.
Yeah, Paris kind of sucks. Oh, it's a big city. New York sucks. but anyways, so... In the winter, the heating was immaculate, obviously. But the best part was that certain tiles throughout the house would heat up.
Ooh.
And there was like heated tiles. And so literally what I do is my mom would come up and wake me up and she'd be like, Josh, you need to come downstairs and be like, okay. And I'd roll over and go back to sleep. And she'd be like, Josh, you need to, and she'd come back up. She'd be like, Josh, you need to come downstairs. And she'd sit there until I got out of my bed. And so I get out of my bed, I'd get my blanket, I'd go downstairs, I'd lay on one of the heating tiles, and I'd go right back to sleep.
Dude, me, but with, like, the air vents.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you get an air vent.
You make a little parachute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You get
your
you get your baseball shorts, or not baseball, like, sports shorts on, and you go and, like, pull it out a little bit and just get the airflow upwards. No, just me?
No, I would do that. My parents, like, if I ever, like, laid on top of a vent like that, or my parents didn't do this, but it would be 100%, or maybe they might have and I just could not remember it, but my dad is the kind of guy that would just like shift it over to air conditioning without saying anything and then turn down the temperature, and then so I just like, now you're awake.
Yeah.
Like flushing when somebody's in the shower.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Nemeth Island Podcast for
dishwasher.
This has been your Nemeth Island Podcast.
No, this is in the kitchen, I guess.
Yeah, I was like, where's your dishwasher?
Every time I hear dishwasher or washing machine, I think I reverse it. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, it literally has dish in the name.
Yeah.
And I'm still just like, close.
Yeah, right.
I had a friend who would clean hats by putting them in the dishwasher. But have you seen the
what is it?
Let me close the podcast and then we can continue this literally in a minute.
Fine,
we're still streaming.
Whatever, Nick.
We just
got to
finish
Nick,
it.
Fine, Nick, whatever. It's
we're
fine.
Just slinging the tent, dude.
Slinging
the
tent.
I didn't want to sling tents anyways. No,
ladies.
Get your hand off me. I'm joking.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been your Nevin's Island Podcast where three, maybe four. I really enjoyed this one. This was really an eye-opening, Nevin's Island Podcast. Where four friends go and bring different topics to discuss for your entertainment. Thank you very much for joining us.
Three, four.
Yeah.
How many
licks does it take to get to the center of a...
That's not what I was going to say.
You got it. I'm glad you got it, though.
We hope that you enjoy this format. If you like this, we do a lot more content on YouTube and Twitch each week. 5 shows a week. Then post it on YouTube. This episode show goes up topic by topic throughout the week. Then adds a full podcast on Friday. Thank you very much for joining us. We will go and close out the show in about 10 minutes. We got to do a belly shot. But thank you very much for all your donations. January has been a spectacular month. We have over 100 people that donated / followed. Mainly donated. Which is really cool to say. A lot of names will be signed on the poster. I'll make sure to post that on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at Nevin's Island. You can follow and sub on Twitch at Nevin's Island. And you can go to YouTube, sub at Nevin's Island. Thank you very much. You guys have literally changed my life a lot. And then these guys' life a decent amount.
Indirectly.
Yeah.
Indirectly.
Made me have to do
Nick
a whole lot of shit.
Work
so, yeah, thank you very much. And have a good day. All right, let's do some body shots.
Poggers!
You got this, champ.
And then you and I will close the show together.
Dude, I just wanna eat nachos.
I just wanna vibe.
Bro, what's the vibe?
Bro!
Dude,
you know the vibe.
I'm so exhausted. We got 8 more minutes left.
I got a...
Josh, you're doing this. Sorry.
$5 foot long.
Lions trading Stafford to the Rams.
Is it with Jared
Jacob
Goff?
Jacob called it on stream.
For Jared Goff.
On stream! We're not done yet, by the way. Just a heads up. But we're done with the podcast.
That's why I cannot.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, nice.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah, no, so now you can do this belly shot for me.
Dude, honestly, I think the Rams could.
The Rams 100% won that trade.
Yes, no matter what. You got a quarterback that should be in the Hall of Fame, but just inside of
the crack. Goodness, TOS.
I'm sorry.
Mike Thomas, imagine.
Thank the Lord he's not going to the Colts.
Woo!
Well, for you, but, you know.
You're an indirect Rams fan. Right? That's good job. Can we get a? Can somebody go and grab a paper towel or a piece of paper towel?
Like Lysol wipes?
Huh?
Can somebody get some Lysol wipes? I need to suck on them.
I choked an entire water bottle after doing that.
Oh. You did not get as much hair as you did. You pulled hair off my body. All right, we're closing this thing out. Jake and myself.
I didn't know that. Get out of my seat.
Oh, last one. Last one for like 3+ months. All right.
Do I make biscuits and gravy?
Yes.
Fried rice.
I'd rather do that tomorrow morning, but I'll heat it up tomorrow morning and be good to go.
Put it in your fucking ninja blender.
Yes. Chase, or one of you two, can you guys just get ready to close out the stream or like turn it off?
You know how to do that.
So, with that being said, we are at, you guys raised in the month of January, $1,340. Please nobody donate $10 in the next 8 minutes, because then we have to do something. Or I have to shave, but I'm not going to shave. I'll just post it to Instagram if somebody posted that.
$5.
Awesome month.
$5.
Awesome month.
$5.
Do you guys know that there's no more $5 footlongs? Like, that they don't offer that?
Yeah. Well, sometimes they do.
Screw that, dude. Screw that.
I want my burger.
Those commercials are the only reason I know how to spell February.
February? You mean?
I can't spell February.
What I said. February.
Couldn't do
like
that.
Wednesday.
Yeah, I know Wednesday. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a 12-hour stream.
It's not yet, actually. We have to end the stream at 10:25 for that to be true.
Yeah. Well, this has been 11 and a half hours. Well, sad. How on the bottom right it says how long we've been. Oh,
11:42.
Okay, so
we're not doing this for 18 minutes.
Yeah, no, we're closing out a little early. At the end of the day, how are you feeling?
Tired.
Yeah, the same way. I'm hungry. I'm exhausted. My back is so sticky. There's ketchup in my freaking bathtub right now, and
so
yeah,
optimism?
No. But yeah,
the first time
to hey. Yeah, what's up? But yeah, basically the next time that you, we're going to have another content week where you're like, man, the setup actually looks good. And we're going to feel good about that. And then all of a sudden,
back with the bed.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to go. No, we in about 2 weeks time will not have a bed in our content.
No, we're going to have a green screen, but the green screen is just going to be the bed.
That would be pretty great.
It's just going to be.
The green screen is a picture of the room, but from the original angle.
So,
it could be like plot twist.
But yeah.
We just turn everything around, and then we still put the same thing behind, and then we pull down the green screen.
You know what that's like?
Bamboozled.
Have you seen the video of the guy? It's like, you want to know what's in the fridge? You want? You know, it's like it's a picture of somebody's fursona pointing a gun at me, and it says, "What's in the fridge?" You want to know the real truth? There is no fridge! And he picks it up and it's like a cardboard cutout.
So
there is no fridge! It's a lie! And the guy who's in his Discord chat is just crying. Have you seen that video?
I haven't.
Oh my.
I'll show you.
I'll show you.
Yeah, we have 3 minutes.
Also,
left.
Remind me about Hot Rod.
Four.
Also, remind me about Hot
I've
Rod.
I've seen Hot Rod.
No, but I have a story.
Okay, yes.
So, I also have a fun story about Hot Rod.
I'm gonna pee my pants.
This is
trying to get us more.
Just to now,
you've lost the viewers.
What?
You've lost the viewers.
Just to go and end this thing off strong, in the month of January, you guys have allowed us to do... I'm doing this all off the dome. I hopefully get this right.
I can tell you.
A, another 2-hour stream, 12-hour stream that we just accomplished. A behind the scenes of the 12-hour stream, the first one we did, that YouTube video is now up. That was a huge editing job. Awesome.
That is one of them, correct.
An extra casual entertainment conversation. We already have done that this week.
Yes, that is one of them, correct.
Me and Jake doing stand-up comedy this April.
Yes, that is one of them, correct.
All podcasts going on Spotify and Apple
Music. Going out of order now?
No, that's 600.
You're going out of order now?
No, that's...
I meant the next one's going to be out of order.
700...
Told you.
Now you got me confused. We are now doing... I know just the three that you had to do. An extra Jake and Nick Muck.
Yeah.
You playing The Last of Us on stream.
Yeah.
And the December Survivor Bracket.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy.
I already said
that one.
Then, we also have agreed to do content for you guys all summer long. We don't know exactly how that's going to look, but we...
If hope someone donates $20 right now, I'll learn how to do a backflip in the next month.
You heard it there first.
Just to you.
Myself. So, we... And basically...
100% of your net worth is going to Josh learning how to do a backflip.
Also...
$30, I'll join.
It's a good investment, I'd say.
Right.
$40, also, I'll join him.
If... we also now are doing the Nevin's Island theme song rap. Thank you guys very much. We have an idea for the
$15 future. We burn the shirt.
This shirt?
No.
Yes.
I would not burn the shirt. I love the shirt.
I never said you were going
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I never... You were included in the movie.
I said we. It was an exclusive we.
And yeah, so we basically, this month, doubled our content load, or... quintupled, whatever it was. We went and done on camera. We've been on camera for now 44 hours ish compared to being on camera 20 hours the first 4 months of doing this. So yeah, four times the amount of content. Actually, eight times the amount of content. You're on screen. I'm kidding. Totally kidding.
No, I know. I make sure.
Can you please pull your pants up? Please.
Yeah, Shane, he's
trying to catch up. Oh my god!
Dude, he's got moves. We were that so
I've gotten him so. Why are both your butts just not hairy at all? What?
What are you talking about?
Dude, if you saw my butt, it's a shag carpet.
It is smoother.
I know why.
Baby's bottom, perhaps.
Yeah, oh, it's a baby's bottom.
Smoother than my brain, Nick.
Okay, with 60 seconds left. What? That was awesome.
Clip it!
Clip it!
When you clapped, I went like this.
Yeah. She hit me perfect. I've been hit 5 times this stream.
6.
Yeah.
Let's get it to 7.
She just Superman punch.
Any punch right. You do is a Superman punch.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been your bonus 12-hour stream, final push stream. Thank you very much for all the donations. We will be bringing content to you for the next 11 months. With these shows, with bonus episodes, with stand-up. Jake is going to do some streaming with me. We're going to do some group streams. We're going to have a great time. Thank you for all that you've done for us.
And you know what that means.
What?
Live sex.
Live sex. No.
That's why he was asking us about OnlyFans. It's the only way he could think to bring it up.
Yes. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
It's not 10. Now it's 10.